This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're Siman Ayin Hey. Ayin Hey, Am Haaretz. You need to know this Siman, otherwise you may remain in Am Haaretz. Okay. We're talking about Seyar Ba'isha. The Mechaber said, the hair of a woman that is normally covered, you cannot read opposite it, even if she's your wife. However, a besula who goes out with her hair uncovered, it is mutter. For the Rama continued, likewise, the hair of women that typically go out of their temple, and then certainly the hair of goyim, says Mishra, Seyar Nachris. Kari Nachris lahaseyar shenechtach v'eno davach lebesara. Okay. Different than the way I read the Rama. That's for sure. I read the Rama. What Seyar Nachris? The Seyar of Goyim. Now, we discussed the Seyar of Goyim yesterday, and we learned that Rav Moshe said that Goyim, even in a community where they cover their hair, the Seyar of a married Gentile were not Machmeran. So what's the Rama talking about when he says Seyar Nachris? The Mishnah Berurah says, you know what Seyar Nachris is? Kari Nachris la Seyar shenechtach. Hair that's cut off. Ve'inoy davak lebesara. U'sfir le de'alzel lo yomru chazal seyar be'isha erva. Hair of a woman that's cut off is no longer an erva. So when the Rama says, kol shekein seyar nachris afilu darka lechasois. So in other words, if a woman were to cut off her hair and use it for a sheitel, it would not be an issue. V'gam mutter legaloisa. It's even mutter to keep it uncovered. And it's not considered priyas harosh. So in other words, the hair of a woman that's cut off, it's not connected to her basar. We don't say seyar ba'isha erva, and it's mutter to uncover it. V'yesh cholkim v'omrim da'af b'peya nachris shayach seyar ba'isha erva v'isar priyas harosh. Some say that a sheitel of the woman's own hair is an erva, and there is an isar of Priyas Reish, because our primogadim de medina sheyotzin hanoshim bepeah nachris megula, in communities where women go out with a sheitel that's uncovered, yeshalam lismech al shulchan aruch, they can rely on the shulchan aruch. Now, what do you mean the shulchan aruch? The shulchan aruch doesn't say that. The Rama says it. So this answers a chakira that I've been having. Is the Rama one of the authors of the Shulchan Aruch? Is the Rama part of the Shulchan Aruch or only the Mechaber? Because the Mechaber, the Rama is the tablecloth. He's the mappa. But I guess the tablecloth is part of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is the Mechaber and the Rama. So when he says you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch, he means Rama. Umash mina sham da afilu seir shal atzma, even her own hair shenechtach v'acher chak chibra l'roisha. From the Rama, from the Prima Gadda's Mashma, that even the woman's own hair that was cut off and then was attached, you could be lenient. But it was safe for Magen Gebarim Hechmer was Ayin Sham. The Magen Gebarim is Machmer about this as well. V'kasav Oid Sham. It's written over there further, if the minog is not for women to wear sheitel, then the din is with the machmirim that it's maras ha'ayin. But in a community that a woman wears a sheitel, then the Mishnah Berurah says she's allowed to wear a sheitel. So somebody once argued to me that the sheitels today, they look so real that you don't know that the woman is married. And I said, so what? Where does it say that the reason for a sheitel is that the woman is showing, I'm taken? It's a very beautiful svara, but it has no basis in reality. It's a made-up svara that a woman wears a shetel to show she's married. That's not why a woman wears a shetel. That's why you have to buy her an expensive wedding ring to show she's married. That's on you. But don't. That's not why she wears a shetel. She wears a shetel because Seir Be'isha Erva. But I don't understand. What's the difference? Her shetel looks nicer than her hair. Okay, very good. So when you decide to give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, you could change the rules, and you could make it. You could say that the shetel is asur and the hair is mutter. But when God gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, He said her seir be'isha erva. So now you say, well, it's very alluring. Okay, that's something else. It's not within the confines of tznius. But to say it has a din of an erva, or that a shetel somehow is not mekayim the inyan, no, that's a invented svara. I'm not undermining the fact that, yeah, it's like every beged, right, exactly, good point. It's like any beged she wears, that of course it's not supposed to be something alluring, but it's no different than a beged. There's no Maris Ha'ayin. She lives in a Jewish community. Everybody knows that it's just the opposite. If it looks very good, everybody knows it's a shetel. You know? So, anyway, fine. Sif Gimel. Yesh Lizar Mishmias Kol Zemer Isha B'Shas Kriyashma. You should be careful not to hear the woman singing during Kriyashma. Doesn't sound like a very strong language. Yesh Lizahir. Don't you have to be careful always? Hagav afilu beishtai. That's why it says Yeshuzar. I mean, even your own wife is included here. That's probably why it says Yeshli Zahar and doesn't say it's Mamish Asar. Aval koil haragil boy enoy erva. A koil that you're frequent in is not an erva. What does that mean? Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh Lizar, v'di'eved im kara chayzer v'kabel eva brachas ayim v'ragro prima gadim. V'di'eved, if you were listening to an opera singer, if she came to the shul and she was singing opera for you during the Kriya Shema, you would have to repeat the Kriya Shema without the brachas. Now, why without the brachos? Why without the brachos? Okay. I guess it's a suffix. It's a suffix. So on the Doiraisi you go back. On the Drabana you don't. Zemer Isha afilu pnuya. Even if she's single. What about if a woman is playing an instrument for you? It's not usher. At what age is it usher? The Shulchan Shlomo says 11 and on. Excuse me, if it's your own daughter, 11. A different girl, 3. The Reb Chaim says that's very nice according to the Mishnah Berurah, but according to the Chazon Ish, it's going to be tali in the metzias of the woman. Okay. Avol shaloi b'shas kriya shema ashari. But if it's not at the time of kriya shema, you're allowed to hear a woman sing. Ach shaloi yichavin lehonis mezek kadei shaloi v'deher, as long as you're not mechavin to get hana, so you don't come to hear her. So what if girls are on a trip, and they want to sing, and the poor bus driver, so says of Shlomo Zalman, the poor bus driver is busy driving. He's not mechaving to listen to them. It's mutter, yesh lahakel. Of course, they should be careful not to be machshel him. Okay, v'zemer eishasish. Again, this is talking about a single woman. A single woman, listen carefully, a single woman, at the time of Kriya Shema, you shouldn't listen to. Shaloi b'shas kriya shema, it is not asur, as long as you're not mechaven lehanos. But v'zemer eishasish, of a married woman, v'chein kol arayos, la'oilam asur l'shema, you're never allowed to listen to it. So the question is later on in Siman Reish Pei Bei Siv Katan Gimel, it says a woman should not read the Torah because of Kavadat Sibur. Forget Kavadat Sibur. What about the fact that she has to lane and it's Zemarisha? So the Aderes writes, and it's explained by the Shevet Halevi and the Tzitz Eliezer in the Nishmas Avram, that it's talking about reading without the trup. And that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv explain it. Or it's talking about where the Baal Koire is the mother and all the minyan are the children. It's not covered, but it's no issue of Koil Ba'isha. Or like Rav Mendi says, and the Tzitz Eliezer also says, or maybe it's talking about a Pnuya. Or, by Kriya Shel Mitzvah, there's no Isser of Koil Be'isha Erva. So why are you not allowed to do it? It's not Kavadat Sibur, maybe. That's a Chiddush Nifla. Now, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean, all Arayos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, it's not talking about Eishasish. He already said Eishasish. It's talking about ketanois that are usher to him al tilchos arayos, like achos ishtai. But nida, we're going to see that stam, look, he says, la'oilam asur shema, b'chein penuya shi nida, a penuya, a single woman who's a nida, meklal arayosi. What about listening to your wife sing when she's a nida? The Pischei Tshuva is Masupik. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan says it's Asar. The Chazoy Nish says, L'char it's Asar. Rav Moshe says, Min Haroi L'Hachmer. Okay. U'besulais Didan, Kula Becheskas Nida, saying, Arbesulais Arbecheskas, that they're Nida. What about, this is the best one, what about listening to your sister sing? You know, you're a Bachar, you just came back from Brisk, and your sister wants to sing the Manishtana. So what are you going to do? You going to jump out the window? What are you going to do? Legabe shmias koil achoysoi me'al gil yud alef shanim hashara zmira shabbos v'chag kasav Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach shemekilin. You're allowed to be meiko when it comes to zmirais. However, Rabbi Yashiv says it's aser to say Dvar Mishabekdusha Bizman She Ishtoi Ayachos Sharois, and do not sing with them Zmirai Shabbos. So if you want to sing with Zmirais with your wife, you're allowed to hear her sing, you just can't say Dvar Mishabekdusha. So I thought when it comes to Zmirais, you're allowed to, let's say your wife wanted to sing, you'd be allowed to sing, but you don't say Hashem's name. Because the Zmirois are not Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. Menucha v'simcha is Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. Not Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. Hashem's name is Dvarim Sheba Kedusha. So,
maybe that's where the Minog came, for people not to say Hashem's name.
It is. It is one of the reasons. It is one of the reasons, yeah. Okay, kol mechaz nidus mishagia lehem zman veses. V'koyol zemer pnuya nachris. What about the sound of a single Gentile woman? He gamkein b'chlal erva. Is also in an erva. V'asr l'shmaya. You're not to listen. Bein koyin of ein Yisrael. Doesn't matter whether you're a koyin or Yisrael. So you say, what difference does it make if it's a Kohen or a Yisrael? Because to a Kohen, she has a din, she's Aser Mishum Zoyna. But Rav Moshe says she's considered an Erva Afli Yisrael. Why? Because since if you would live with her befarhesya, kanoim poigim bai, she has a din of an erva, and therefore you can't listen to her sing. Let's say you're on the road. Oy bi'ir, v'hu anos, she efshaloi limchais. Kivan deloi matzino demikri ever medai raisa, mutter likrois levarech. You'd be allowed to read and make a bracha. Demloi kain kivan sh'anu shurim b'ino akam nisbato mitayr utfila. So let's say, for example, you're in a taxi and they're playing the radio, which, you know, we'll have to discuss, is listening to a recording also considered Kol B'Isha Erva? And you can't really tell them to turn it off. And it's a Gentile singing, you're allowed to daven. A good example would be you're on a plane, and now, sometimes on the plane now, they play music when you get on the plane. Now let's say it's a Zman Tefillah and you got a daven. So you daven. Unless you recognize that it's a Jewish woman singing. Which is possible. Okay. Ach, yisameis libay l'chavin l'akdusha shu oisek v'lo yitin libay l'kol hazemer. Now what does the Rama mean? Koyol haragil boy eino erva. A voice that you're familiar with is not an erva. So what? This guy listens to this lady sing daily, so now it's not an erva anymore? Haragaba ritzalam kivan sharagaba layava udeher. Since you're accustomed to it, you will not come to hear her. So what is that referring to? The Shain Halacha says, oh, it's not singing, talking. A voice you're familiar with is not an erva. Vafilu me'esha sish. Vafilu hachi. So when the Rama says, koil haragil by eno erva, it means talking. The voice of a woman speaking, that you're familiar with that voice, is not an erva even while she's talking. But it sounds like if you're not familiar with it, and it sort of is alluring, an alluring type of voice, the din of kol be'isha erva applies even to the talking of a woman. Even if you're familiar with it, you're not to be mechamed to be nena from it. Even her clothing, you're not allowed to look at to get hana. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day.
Even dibur is a problem potentially, then that would be an issue with laning even without a truck, reading with even without a truck. Right? That was one of the answers over there that doesn't have a truck.
Yeah. You're right. I guess they're talking about where it's ragel. In other words, you know.
So, according to, I don't know, about a bar mitzvah would potentially be okay?
It's a svara, the Shevet Alevi throughout. It's quoted in the Dershu number 35, yeah.
According to that svara, a woman should be able to sing by a chasana because simchas chasana kala, the mitzvah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that you gave a, now you know what they rely on, you know. Mitzvah doesn't mean you're doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah means the words you're saying are, you know, divrei mitzvah. Are you looking for some backup? Yeah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.